I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
Shout out to BioCleanTex to keep your office clean. Everybody needs a product we all need. Shout out to our friends at Biotex. They won't break your ribs either. They will not break your ribs.
We got to get into that.
Like the Chargers team doctor who accidentally punctured his own quarterback, Tyrod Taylor's lung, just before kickoff on Sunday while trying to administer a pain-killing injection to the quarterback's cracked ribs. This according to a league source.
Now, the interesting thing about this is the Chargers have had issues with their doctors in the past. And this was, I don't know exactly, you know, who this new doctor was, Dr. Hackenbush or whatever. But this is like worst case scenario. And the doctor, I mean, I know they're going to have to let him go or maybe not. Maybe they like him. But he's got to be, I mean, you're talking about millions of dollars worth of talent that you messed up. And if it's a long-term thing, it's going to be awful for them. And the Chargers.
That's why Justin Herbert randomly got the start. Yeah. I didn't know if Anthony Lynn pulled a fast one, but that's why he got the start.
Right.
You know the doctor before him in San Diego.
That's what I'm saying. They've had problems with doctors in the past.
Here's the rap sheet.
Yeah.
Of Dr. David Chow, who you just mentioned. Two DUIs, raided by the DEA for writing himself 108 prescriptions. By the way, this is the doctor before this one.
Yeah.
Malpractice for severing a patient's artery. Malpractice lawsuits for multiple career-ending diagnoses. There's all kinds of lawsuits from players. And lost his surgery license in 2013. And to follow up, they hired this young man.
Yeah. And he might be, you know, it might have been just a simple mistake. All I'm talking about, the liability issues here when you do, you puncture the lung of a professional quarterback. And if it's a long-term effect, the Chargers are at fault here. So they're going to have to let him go. Just for the, you know, for future reference.
Poor guy, we barely knew you.
Yeah.
Let's put the other Week 3 matchups on the radar. Tonight on Sports Radio 610, Minshew Mania versus Fitzmagic. The Jacksonville Jaguars take on the Miami Dolphins.
And I'm way too excited for a Jaguars-Dolphins game.
I am too.
Because I am. I'm excited to watch this.
I'm going to Twin Peaks.
Really?
I am.
That's pretty cool.
I am. Yeah. Drink some cold man sizes.
Who are you going with?
Rice Dudes.
Okay, good.
Rice Dudes.
How many wings does he eat?
He doesn't eat wings at Twin Peaks.
What does he eat? Meatloaf's good.
He mixes it up, but he, I think he's going to eat before.
Oh, okay. And then during.
No.
Good. Good for him. Good for him. That's my guy right there.
I can tell.
Yeah, no, he knows it. He knows it. He's like a son to me. Like, what did I call him? I used to call him the son I never wanted. He's like the son I never wanted.
All right, so what do you think about the Jags and Dolphins there?
I think the Dolphins are not as good as they're hyped up to be, and the Jaguars are better. I just want to see the two games. I think we might get a chance to see a little bit of Tua here. He's talking about Fitzpatrick. I mean, how long until they unveil Tua Tagovailoa?
Do they want to win? at this point? I know that they had hopes before. Do they want to win?
They could have two top five picks.
Wait, they got two of those?
They could have their own if they lose.
Okay, who else is though?
That would be the Houston Texans.
Oh yeah, and their second rounder too.
And their top five second round pick.
So they could have two in the. They could have four in the top 40 at least.
Four in the top 40, correct. Four in the top.
We're not all stat guys.
37.
It is there.
Can you imagine having four picks in the top 37?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
You know the team I cover?
Yeah. How many do they have in the top 37?
They don't know anything.
Zero. They don't have a first or second next year.
So maybe you're right. Maybe they'll just ride out with Fitzy, develop Tagovailoa slowly, get four picks in the top 37, including two in the top five. Big offensive tackle, big defensive end, something like that. And then ride high. But for now, I think the Jaguars are going to win.
Titans at the Vikings. We'll make the actual picks tomorrow, but it's interesting. You got an 0-2 team versus a 2-0 team. Either way you slice it, this one's going to be something that Texans fans need to pay attention to because it's the favorite in the division, the Titans, versus next week's opponents, mm-hmm. the Minnesota Vikings, who have been god-awful 2 weeks into the season.
They haven't been great.
God-awful.
They have not been good, that's for sure.
And Gary Kubiak's offense stunk
last
week. Kirk Cousins
stunk.
Three interceptions, no touchdowns.
Yeah.
Stunk. Jets at Indianapolis. Colts looking to go to 2-1. Jets, not a good team. Indianapolis, after that loss to Jacksonville, could be 2-1 through 3 weeks. Sam Darnold, quarterback for the Jets, in a tough spot. What if the Jets go 0-16? You think they take Trevor Lawrence and move on from Sam Darnold? I've said I think the Colts should trade for Sam Darnold.
Yes.
If I were Chris Ballard, I would trade for Sam Darnold. In the final couple of years of his rookie deal, that's what I would do.
The Jets need to clean house and keep Sam Darnold. He's good.
No, he's got talent. He's just, as Adam Gase said, he's seeing ghosts.
Yeah, and one of them is you. I mean, oh, my God, here he comes again with those crazy eyes. They need to do top to bottom, keep Darnold, get rid of everybody else.
Monday Night Football. I don't think it gets much better than this. You're going to hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. Chiefs at Ravens. Need I say more? At Ravens.
And the Ravens are going to wear their all blacks. Pretty sweet.
Those are nice unis.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good one. That's one of those where you just get your popcorn ready, enjoy your Monday night.
Yeah.
Raiders at Pats. 2-0 versus 1-1. Pats were a couple yards away from being 2-0 and winning in Seattle. Raiders take the show on the road to New England to face Cam Newton and the new look Pats.
It's just a good week of some big time games. Like, I think that's a big time game all of a sudden. The Raiders, I didn't have very much expectation. I had no expectation. Didn't know what to expect from them. They look really good. Derek Carr looks as good as I've ever seen him. At least the other night he did.
2-2-0 squads.
Mm-hmm. There's another one.
The Rams versus the Bills.
Yeah.
Bills right now, Josh Allen has more yards by himself than the entire Chiefs team, the entire Ravens team, the entire Texans team. 22 teams in the NFL. Josh Allen has more total yards than right now. Rams, man, I mean, they look pretty good.
They do.
Got the best, maybe the best player in the NFL in Aaron Donald. But Buffalo's going to be a tough matchup. We'll give the picks tomorrow. We're just putting
at
these
Buffalo
on your radar.
Too.
At Buffalo.
I know it's not going to be a lot of fans, but still.
Washington football team. See,
mm-hmm.
Didn't say the R word. At Cleveland against the Browns. Browns 1-1 on the season. They ran the damn ball last week. I think they got one of the best running backs in the league. It's a talented team.
Mm-hmm.
Browns improved to 2-1. They're on the Texans schedule as well. They play them in early November. Keep an eye on that Cleveland team. We know the Texans aren't in that top tier. Cleveland might be creeping up to that second tier. They got the talent. It's all about the quarterback. It's all about competent quarterback play. But if they get it, Browns are a problem.
This is an absolute to-be-determined team. I mean, you've seen both ends of the spectrum because they weren't really that good in week one. And then they came back and played a little bully ball and showed some things last week against the Bengals, their rival. So I'm reserving judgment, but I am with you. I think it's a good squad.
Bengals at Eagles. Joe Burrow's looked good so far. Really not much to show for it. 0-2 mm-hmm. against the 0-2 Eagles. The sky is falling in Philly.
Oh, no question. They want Wentz falling. Out. Everything.
They want everyone fired.
Yeah, Peterson.
They want everyone gone.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe the Bengals get their first win here.
Boy, if that happens.
Yeah, it's done.
That happens. Chicago at Atlanta. Atlanta should be 1-1. They wet the bed against the Cowboys. Bears are a 2-0 team right now. Don't sleep on Mitch Trubisky
mm-hmm.
as being competent. Not being great, as being competent.
Let's
and
just
with
say
that
he's
defense,
better.
With that defense,
yeah.
Don't sleep on the Bears.
He made it, I mean, quarterbacks that can have a fourth quarter comeback in the clutch like that is, you know, that's development. So he's definitely getting better.
Calvin Ridley, by the way, leading the league in touchdowns mm-hmm. for receivers. He's doing a very good job. 49ers at Giants. My God, the poor 49ers. They play on that crappy field in New York last week against the Jets. Everybody gets hurt, and I mean everybody gets hurt. They lose Bosa for the season. Garoppolo sprains his ankle. Mostert gets hurt. They're just depleted.
Yep.
Your reward for that?
Go back.
You
got
to go back to the same damn field.
Go back.
Everybody's been talking about how crappy that field is. You got to go back to that same damn field.
How was the schedule maker like this? It's bizarre. But, yeah, go on back. And then at least they got their quarterback, I think.
49ers went to the Greenbrier this weekend instead of going back home.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I love the Greenbrier.
They go to the casino?
Shout out to the Greenbrier. I don't know if they did or not. Yeah. Panthers at Chargers. Carolina 0-2. Another team that might not be trying to win at Los Angeles against the Chargers. Chargers coming off that heartbreaking loss to the Kansas City Chiefs.
They're on to something. Chargers got a little something going on. Depending on the quarterback. And Herbert, though, has been playing, you know, pretty well. He played pretty well when
one
he did
game.
Get in there, yeah.
Tampa Bay at Denver. Tom Brady 1-1. Denver 0-2. Denver's lost Cortland Sutton for the season. Drew Locke's going to be out with an arm injury, so you're going to have Jeff Driscoll there. It's a good opportunity for Tom Brady and Tampa Bay to continue to right the ship and prove the 2-1.
We've got to get a Gronk sighting here pretty soon, huh?
Hadn't been doing very much. Mm-hmm. Detroit at Arizona. Lions are a dumpster fire. Arizona's 2-0. 3-0 start for Arizona would be nice. I know
Here's
they haven't played the best teams, but damn.
Here's the bet. Double-digit catches for DeAndre, yes or no?
Yes.
That's a big number, man.
Yes,
it's hard to get 10 catches.
Did you hear me hesitate?
No, I didn't. Yeah, that's 10. Why I'm trying to let you back off if you
10.
Want.
Yes, 10 catches.
At
yes.
least 10 catches. Figgy?
Yes.
I'm going with 7.
Yes.
I think they're going to try to spread it to Fitzgerald.
Hard to get 10 catches.
10. No problem. Might have it in
although
the first
he's
half.
Averaging 10 and a half.
Yeah, might have it in the first half.
Yeah.
Dallas at Seattle. Cowboys 1-1, Seattle 2-0. Russell Wilson is just
MVP.
Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He's completed 80% of his passes, over 80% of his passes, and he has the second longest yards per attempt.
Yeah.
Mr. Unlimited.
God.
It's hard to make fun of him, his off-field persona
He's
anymore.
Ridiculous.
He's ridiculous.
He's absolutely ridiculous. It's Sunday Night Football. You'll hear this on Sports Radio 610. Right here, Green Bay at New Orleans. New Orleans without Michael Thomas ain't the same.
Mm-hmm.
Could we have a quarterback controversy?
Did you see what they did after their loss the other day?
Could they have a quarterback controversy?
Oh, don't say the name.
Jameis. Jameis.
Oh.
Is Drew Brees fried? Jameis. Jameis. Please.
How many people want to eat a W tonight? How many want to eat a W tonight?
Yeah, come in.
Jameis, please report. To the huddle.
Did you see the high school move that Sean Payton pulled after they lost the other day?
No.
Kept the team there.
Oh, God.
And they went to a ballroom and went over some stuff from the game.
Oh, my God.
That's high school. Come on. I'm going to make you run laps. All right, coach.
Corny.
Yeah.
Speaking of coach, Deion Sanders. He's the new coach at Jackson State. Tweeted out yesterday. First of all, did you see him arrive to his press conference?
With the big limo and the police escort and his hot girl and
all that.
Into the gym, into the little field house. It's pretty sweet.
Here's what he tweeted out yesterday. Jackson, Mississippi. I need a gated, secluded crib. 4 bedrooms, at least 5 acres and above, ready with or without furniture. And if there's a private lake, that's a bonus. I plan on being in the sit for a while, so I'm trying to get comfortable. Please help.
#CoachPrime.
Get a realtor.
Coach Prime.
Get a realtor.
He's recruiting. Come on, man. You know this. That's a recruiting tweet.
He's exhausting.
Primetime?
He's exhausting.
He might become exhausting, but I thought this was pretty cool. Give me your tweet like that. Let's say you get your, you know, you get your $1 million bonus, and you say, what city, et cetera.
Oh, I go to apartment locators or something like that. Like, I don't need to do that. He's too extra for me.
He is extra.
Like, I have to shower after I hear, like, Deion Sanders say some of the
stuff. Prime time.
Remember Prime Prep? It's got busted in about a year.
Yeah.
Lord. You think there's not going to be recruiting violations there? You got another thing coming. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. He was talking about bringing in Terrell Owens and Warren Sapp
and
to coach.
Warren Sapp to coach.
Why would you want them to coach?
This has got Clyde Drexler at Houston written all over it.
Ding, ding.
Yep.
Ding, ding. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. The one guy who has to show up on Sunday. This isn't optional. This is a must. It has to happen in 3 days. We'll tell you who next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Second down and one for the Texans at the 19-yard line of Kansas City. Handoff, Johnson, right side, 15, breaking a tackle, 10, to the 5, to the pylon. He's in! Touchdown, David Johnson. Welcome to the Texans.
Rock and roll!
Got to get it Sunday. This ain't optional. This ain't will he, won't he. The offensive line, you've thrown the chips on the table. The running back, you took on his contract. You traded DeAndre Hopkins for it. No ands, ifs, buts, none of that. David Johnson has to have a big game Sunday. 100 yards at least. That is the floor for David Johnson. 100 yards. Give the defense some rest. You're second to last right now in time of possession, 25 minutes per. It ain't a should he. It ain't a will he have a decent game. Bill O'Brien's got to look competent. And David Johnson having a very good game on Sunday, that's the starting point.
I could not agree with you more, man. This is one of the most important early season moments for Bill O'Brien. Beyond anything that he's doing or not doing with Deshaun Watson, beyond anything about the wide receivers, beyond anything about the defense, David Johnson is your dude. And who left for you to bring in David Johnson? That would be DeAndre Hopkins. And David Johnson had a nice quarter and a half, in which during which he gained, I think, 49 yards, something like that. Anyway, pretty good start. Hadn't done squat since. And it's kind of like that old Bull Durham line. You know, what happens when you win 3 games in a row? What is it called? It's a winning streak, or 2 games or whatever it is. You can't have a bad streak with David Johnson this early. As soon as you unveil him in a Texans uniform, starts out with a little bit of something going on, then slides, and then does nothing. If he does nothing or slides again against the Steelers, and it's not the Ravens and the Chiefs, you know, the built-in excuse, well, they're pretty good anyway. All of a sudden, this move looks really bad.
Other question I wonder is, are they willing and able to run the rock? You know, because we really haven't seen him commit to the run that much so far. We've seen Bill O'Brien in the past be willing to do that. Not only are they willing, but are they also able to do it? And that's scary, because if this offensive line's not able to run the rock, then that's another issue all in itself. But are they willing and are they able? I want to at least get a chance to find
out.
Well,
unless the Steelers go polar opposite of what the entire football world thinks they're going to do and thinks they should do, there's no excuse for the Texans not to be willing to run the ball, because the Texans couldn't run the ball against a 6- and 7-man front against the Ravens. And they're good, but the Steelers front is as good or better. So they're not going to load the box. They're going to dare you to run. There's no excuse for the Texans not to be willing to run. Now, are they capable of running? That's going to probably determine the outcome of the game, and really a lot about the sentiment in this city about David Johnson and you know, his abilities as a running back.
713-572-4610. Are you confident in David Johnson? And if David Johnson isn't getting it done, are we going to get a taste of Duke Johnson? You know, we heard about all these
CJ Pro size.
I don't. Duke Johnson. Are we going to get a taste of Duke Johnson? You traded a third rounder for Duke. You're paying David 10. Is it too much to ask that maybe we see two guys being used here? Is it too much?
No, that's not too much at all. That's how it should be. Absolutely, it should be that way. Their running game is gonna directly affect Deshaun Watson, man, because of what I just said. Only six guys in the box. All of a sudden, the secondary is going to be a lot more difficult to get through. All of a sudden, they're going to blitz a lot more from a lot different angles. Safeties, outside linebackers, inside blitzes. They're going to move people around because they're telling themselves right there, hey, we're going to stop your run with six dudes, maybe seven, but we're going to stop your run. So now we can really make life miserable for Deshaun Watson.
713-572-4610. Do you believe David Johnson is capable of getting the job done for the Texans? I am hesitant. I'm very hesitant. The trade for David Johnson made you raise the eyebrows from the very beginning. And just the way they've used him, 11 carries in the first week and then kind of bailed on him last week.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're even confident in it. 713-572-4610. Let's go Lamont. Lamont, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Say, man, I know it's out of left field, and I know you guys are not talking about Deshaun Watson right now, but I just wanted to bring this to you guys' attention that all of the excuse-making from him, as much as I do not like Bill O'Brien, I can no longer use that whole excuse of, but, you know, he got Bill O'Brien and he don't got weapons. And I say that to say this, and both of you guys, Lopez, John, with you being in the newspaper and in radio for years, with you, Landry, in radio for years, y'all in the contract-driven business. And all of us have went through the situation where we had to come behind somebody that did a crappy job, and we signed on to the job.
Yeah.
And, so the minute that Deshaun Watson signed that contract, he's no more longer I don't look at him on his rookie deal that he doesn't it's not a situation where he does not control his own destiny. Now you done told me that you done signed on for this, and you can overcome – you can overcome Bill O'Brien and the stuff that Bill O'Brien do and, you know, just the general dysfunction. So I can no longer give you that cover of, well, you know, Bill O'Brien is bad and he don't got no weapons. You signed on for the job, so now all of that is over. You got to rise above all of that crap that Bill O'Brien is doing.
Well, listen, I appreciate it. And while I do agree he has to rise above it all, he is Deshaun Watson. Who's going to say no? You know, that's my thing. I mean, look, I get it. And Deshaun Watson could well be playing this smart. He could well be saying, I'm going to – and we talked about this, Landry. He could well be sitting there going, you know what? I believe – I like Bill O'Brien. I don't know if I believe in him, but I like him. And I think that's absolutely true. I think Deshaun Watson – genuinely likes Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien kneeled next to Deshaun Watson during the anthem. That has not been talked about a lot, but that's I think that's important, that gesture, that image. So I think they like each other. But Deshaun Watson is not going to say no to an extension at 20. This is what he's been working for his entire – I don't care who he's playing for. You know, you don't say, oh, no, I'm going to wait to play this out, waste another couple of years of bonus money and other money that I could get, which I will never be able to recoup, you know. No, anybody on the planet in that situation at that age with that kind of a lottery ticket in their hand is going to sign. So while I get Lamont's point, no one's going to go the other route. There is no other option here, you know, for Deshaun Watson. But I do think he's waiting it out, believes in Bill O'Brien a little bit, thinks he does, and then if it falls, as the highest paid person in that building, I think it gives him more clout in a year if Bill O'Brien hangs around to go to the McNairs and say, yeah, either trade me or we got to move along.
He ain't asking for a trade.
Right.
I mean, but Deshaun, I'm saying Deshaun
he's got power,
shelf
he's
life.
Got pull. When he signed that contract, he didn't just get paid, he got a vote.
713-572-4610. Tony, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Okay, Lamont, I hope you're still listening because I got something to tell you. You need to sit down with that whack-ass tape because Deshaun Watson has never said that Bill O'Brien was his crutch or the reason why he was doing. If anything, he is taking responsibility for some of the stuff that he did. You will not degrade my quarterback two games into his contract. Okay? And he ain't even making the $40 million yet. So
right.
I just need people to stop saying that he's making $40 million. No, he will make $40 million. But you will not put him down two games into it. No, you won't. And that's what I wanted to tell Show that. Show, if you listen, I hope you listen. Because yesterday, I was hotter than fish for how you was just pissed. Deshaun got to do this. Deshaun got to do that. Deshaun know what he got to do. Just like you know what you got to do every night. You got to write the rundown or whatever for your show. Deshaun know what he got to do.
So absolutely.
I just really, really am upset with people who are coming down on him. We know what Deshaun can do. We've seen it. So that's how we know that it's not him.
And I'm
with
you.
That's all I got to say about that.
I got you, Tony. Yeah, that's why I was saying, look, man, nobody's gonna say no to that money. Secondly, he's got to vote now when he's got that money. So he's playing, he's being a good soldier. He always has been. He's being a classy professional, and he always has been. But if things go sour, and I think this week is going to be a big moment, you know, a big turning point one way or the other, don't be mistaken about that. You know, they win, it goes one direction. They lose, it absolutely goes the other direction for this club, and more specifically, Deshaun Watson.
Wonder how long it will take for people to turn on Deshaun if this continues, whether it's B.O.B.
Mm-hmm.
or not. We'll discuss that. We'll also unveil Bill O'Brien discovering Tim Kelly, as well as the Casanova versus Captain America. That's next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, 713-572-4610. Does Deshaun Watson not get enough blame? Didn't know this is the direction it was going, but the text line is saying so. Lamont called in and said so, and people want to defend their honor, or maybe not, their quarterback. So let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, guys, I enjoy your show. But I'm tired of any news media giving Bill O'Brien any credit. Bill O'Brien needs to go back to high school and run his high school operations there. Deshaun Watson, the way he played in Clemson is the way he should be playing in the NFL. This is all on Bill O'Brien and his clone, Tim Kelly. They don't know how to run an offense. You can look at Kansas City and Baltimore. You know, they run circles around. Houston ought to be just sitting back and trying to get Eric Bieniemy at the end of the season and let him be their head coach. That's all I got to say, guys.
Appreciate you, Mike. The Clemson thing, it always goes back to Mahomes' offense does look like Texas Tech's, and Lamar's does look like Louisville's. Deshaun's doesn't look like Clemson.
No, it doesn't. So is that Deshaun's fault? Look, it's going to take a lot. I'm not saying Deshaun is off the hook by any stretch. He threw high. He threw low. He threw one into the dirt. He threw wide. Let's not look at the symptoms. Let's look at the affliction, right? The symptoms we saw. We see them in both games. We saw them in both games. What is the affliction? So what Lamont said, I mean, he's not like, it's not outrageous for him to think, like, where's the responsibility for Deshaun? Yeah, Deshaun does have some responsibility. But what is the affliction? The affliction is this offense, the positions they're putting him in. You know, I said earlier in this show, Landry, that Bill O'Brien likes to coach. It seems as if Bill O'Brien likes to coach more for his coaching brethren than for his team. And I think that's a good illustration of what I'm talking about here. Bill O'Brien likes to show off, whether it's for his peers or in the meeting room or just because that's just the way he's wired. I got my wide receivers have got to read whether the cornerback's on their inside shoulder or their outside shoulder, whether they're tight, whether they're medium or where they're big depth, and then they adjust their route from there. Our quarterback has to do the protection, and then he has to do the linebacker reads, and then he has to determine where to throw the ball because depending on where the cornerbacks are, is the safety inside the hashes or outside the hashes? Is the safety tight to the line or back from the line? He expects his quarterback to do all those things. And it works if you're Tom Brady and you're a pocket passer. This is Deshaun Watson. So is Deshaun Watson is not making it work right now. It's kind of, you know, dancing the jig in his head, so to speak. So is that Deshaun Watson's fault that he's not executing this crazy, you know, these crazy demands that Bill O'Brien has of him? Or is it the fact that he has these crazy demands for a quarterback that he needs to let go and keep things simple for?
713-572-4610. Let's go to Jacob. Jacob, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Guys, I would just say this. I mean, what Deshaun Watson is being asked to do is ridiculous. I mean, think about this. It's like he's getting a new offensive coordinator every year is what it is similar to. I mean, he's been a new system installed year after year. It's more and more complicated. Just focus on the things that he does best, the things that have worked best for this offense over the past 7 years, or at least the past 3 years since he's been here. Go back and look at that six-game stretch when he was a rookie. Go back, even have some successes last year. And as far as Fred Sanford's son goes, no, man, this isn't on Deshaun Watson. Are you crazy? You got three guys that you can pin your hope on for this whole team in this season. Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt, and Justin Reed. You just leave those guys alone. All of this blame is 100%, well, I'm going to say about 97% on the coach. And I can tell you this, Deshaun does need to make some improvements. I give you that. He's got to get that ball out of his hand faster, but he knows that. Tony is absolutely right. He knows what he needs to do. This guy is a freaking champion, man. He's the only hope we have. Thank you. And, oh, one thing before I go, guys. I want to say one thing, too, about this guy that was imported from Kansas City. He's so quick to want to press down on Deshaun Watson, whatever, the show, run the show. Look, man, you need to just calm yourself down and stop being so quick to jump all on Deshaun Watson. You can't wait to get in here and start putting this man down. Stop that. All right, I'm out. Thank you.
All right, there you go.
All right, now on his point with Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Watson literally acknowledged it. We heard from him today, you know, about how I got to get rid of the ball a little sooner, right? We heard from that today. And he is the only hope right now. But I'll just ask you, directly, Landry, is it the symptoms that we should be worried about? Deshaun Watson's play the last couple of weeks, especially last week? Or is it the affliction being the offense and everything they're asking him to do?
I mean, I think it could be both. And quite honestly, I think if you do something long enough for 4 years, eventually you develop the habits. That's my fear. My fear is if this truly is the worst scheme ever, and let's say that Bill O'Brien is the worst thing to happen to Deshaun Watson while Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes have the best things ever to happen to them, at some point it doesn't matter because bad habits are hard to kill. And maybe I've seen offensive coordinators come in and boom, snap of the finger, he's changed. But it really doesn't matter if it's the chicken or the egg at this point because at some point.
Well, but it does matter.
Why?
It does matter.
What if it's permanent damage?
Because okay, I get it. But what I'm saying is what we're seeing from Deshaun Watson is the result of this offense and what they're asking him to do. We just went through it all, okay? I'm not going to rehash all that. That can be fixed. Can Bill O'Brien, this is the question, can Bill O'Brien change his ways offensively to make the most out of Deshaun Watson's abilities and simplify things and get things running a little more fluidly? So far, we're in year 7, and the answer is a clear no. He tried with other offensive coordinators. He tried taking over the play calling himself. He's trying with Tim Kelly. The answer is still no. One of these things can be fixed. One of them I don't think can.
713-572-4610. RC, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
All right, guys. The same problems that have always plagued the Texans are the same. Mediocre O-line, subpar secondary, and bad coaching most of all. Our offense is so vanilla. No, it's not vanilla. It's sugar-free vanilla. Okay? Like, it seems like our offense is run the ball until it doesn't work anymore. And you can say you want to blame Watson for throwing high, throwing low. He's been put in situations where
right.
They know he's passing. They know he's passing. So, I mean, you're asking the guy to do too much. Bill O'Brien's not getting done. I want a clear house. I mean, I clear house of everybody except Anthony Weaver. You know, he can still prove something. But it's over, man. Bill O'Brien is not getting it done. That's it.
Okay, there it is. So he says there's no hope. By the way, Nick Martin, Bill O'Brien's favorite guy, is going to be on with Show and Clint here in 17 minutes. So keep it locked. We'll hear from the guy that snaps the rock to Deshaun, and we'll hear what he's got to say about it a little bit later. He says it's done. It's over. That's what he said. He said his hope is lost, is what that last caller said.
I do think this week is really, really important. You go 0-3. You've heard Big Voice Guy. Even though they've done it in the past, that you have, what, 3% chance, something like that, of getting to the postseason? And this team isn't like those other teams. And then on top of that, this is not 2 years ago. It's this year. You know, it's two more. You add two more years to the tally.
Let's go to Torrance. Torrance, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Landry? Hey, man, I just wanted to comment on that Deshaun Watson O'Brien topic. I've called in and talked to the show several times too, man. It's like he has something personal against Watson, man. But I mean, just look at it. Just look at the facts. Like you said, the Texans' offense has never been what, over 18th, since Bill O'Brien's tenure here. None of the quarterbacks have ever played well in this system. So it's not just Deshaun. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. It's there.
All right, Torrance, we appreciate you. Two people have brought up Show as a Deshaun hater. Show, I thought you were a Deshaun lover. Why are people bringing you up as a Deshaun? When did this happen? I listened to you. I didn't know you were a Deshaun hater. Help me out.
I'm not a Deshaun hater. I just hold him to the highest standard. He is an elite quarterback in my mind. He is a great player. And he's got to pick it up. This team's not going to go anywhere with him playing the way he has played. Not saying it's just him. We all know the play calling has been an issue and how they're – but he's missed touchdown passes and he's thrown bad interceptions. He's got to pick it up. I just hold him to a higher standard.
Well, it's not like we don't hold him to a high standard, but I know you get your prepping for your show, but one question. I call what Deshaun's doing a symptom. The affliction is Bill O'Brien's offense. So you can get better with your symptoms if you fix the affliction.
Potentially, sure. But a franchise quarterback / elite quarterback like he is, they fix a lot of things that are issues around them, like Russell Wilson has done, like Aaron Rodgers has done. And to me, he's got to be a fixer.
There we go.
All right.
We're on the show, Hughley. One of my mentors once said to me, he was talking to an athlete, and the athlete got mad at him for criticizing him. He said, If you want me to lower what I expect of you, then I'll be less critical. I think that's what Show's saying. Show's saying he expects a lot more from Deshaun Watson, to where even if his situations aren't perfect, Deshaun should play better than he has the first 2 weeks.
Here's the only issue I have with that. Deshaun Watson has done exactly that. Buffalo last year was going to be a loss. Absolutely a loss. Chicago was going to be a loss. Absolutely a loss. I mean, just game after game after game, Deshaun Watson has put his team on his back and outplayed his coaching. Is that wrong?
Yeah, we've seen it. We've seen it many a times.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen it many a time. I mean, we saw him take a bus to Jacksonville. So it has happened.
Yeah.
But eventually you can ask someone to do too much. There can be someone, I'm sure there's someone in your life that bails you out time after time after time after time after time after time after time. But when you take away his best weapon, and you still expect him to do it, or when you put talent around him and you still ask him to do it, at some point it piles up.
Yeah.
Like, Pat Mahomes has bailed out the Chiefs many times, I'm sure. But if Andy Reid said, hey, Travis Kelce, go screw yourself.
And Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, go screw yourself. Like, eventually you might be asking him to do too much. Let's see what Show's saying. He expects a lot from Watson. Here's Austin. Austin, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm not going to sit here and act like I got some kind of great educated take. More of this is going to be kind of questions.
Don't sell yourself short, Austin.
Yeah. So, first of all, you know, I hear all the time, you know, Deshaun's watching it. Deshaun's an elite guy. You know, he's a top of the world guy and all that. But don't elite guys get it done when you don't have necessarily the best wide receiver in the league? Were we ever going to have the dollars to put both those guys in there without doing something like getting rid of J.J. Watt, which probably would have caused people to burn down NRG Stadium? And furthermore, like, how much success that we saw out of him in the beginning of 17 and the success at Clemson had to do with the running threat that may not be there anymore due to the fact that guy's got two repaired knees. we haven't really seen him move the same way since he got out after getting hurt in 17. So are we seeing something here where maybe we have a quarter or a quarterback that may not be at the level necessarily that we think he is in terms of being able to distribute a ball the way that Mahomes and other guys can, mixed with a guy who's got a really vanilla offense at coach?
I'm with you. I'm with you on him not being Mahomes. I think Mahomes is better than Watson, but I don't think his durability is a concern. Like I don't think his
legs are a big concern. Yeah. Now they might become one. I think it's more what they're asking him to do.
Let's go to Johnny. This is actually Money Mike's brother. Johnny, what's up, man?
Oh, man. Hey, first of all, I don't think there's a lot of guys come out of college with a lot of potential, right? Not everybody makes it big. Not everybody becomes Tom Brady, whatever. I'm not as high on Deshaun and haven't been since he came to the Texans. I think a lot of times we anoint guys. They have a really good, like, freshman season. Just like Dak Prescott, I think he's an okay quarterback. I don't know if he's elite. But we anoint those guys when they have a pretty good freshman season, and we act like they're just going to be the next Tom Brady or whatever, and I think that puts a lot of pressure. But I do think Deshaun can be a lot better if O'Brien wasn't there, because I don't know. I'm not really a Texas fan, but I don't wish bad on him. But I don't know how many times you can listen to Bill O'Brien make the same excuses Monday after Monday after Monday. And I'm waiting when he comes out with the COVID-19 excuse that we didn't have a big training camp. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on that we would have worked out if training camp was regular. It's coming down the road.
Yeah, yeah. We've heard the chemistry, too. Johnny, appreciate you. I would not mess with Johnny, by the way. Johnny's a bad dude.
I've seen him.
PJ in Spring, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, fella? Hey, man, you know show, man. I'm going to run show out of town, man, if you don't cut it out. But look, man, just to prove a point. Look what the hell the Rams did when they got the hell rid of Jeff Fisher. Everybody thought that quarterback was nothing until they got rid of Jeff Fisher, man. It's Bill O'Brien, man. That's the problem, man.
Great point.
It's a good point. Great Jared point. Goff was looked at as a bust. Scott, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
I've got something that nobody's talking about.
Okay. All right.
Quarterback trainer he had in the offseason training him in chess. When he talks about chess being a slow and calculated process, it screwed up his mind. Everything he's doing, he's thinking about too long. I'll hang up.
Well, his quarterback coach
Scott's
is doing
it. Nobody's talking about that.
Quincy, you made him play chess.
His quarterback coach is doing what the playbook says.
Quincy.
You know, Deshaun takes the playbook home with him, and that's what the quarterback coach
It could be
on.
The play calling. We have hidden audio of Bill O'Brien when he first met Tim Kelly. This is Bill O'Brien back at Penn State. He was looking for a grad assistant, and this scheme doesn't look much different to me. This is the first time that Bill O'Brien was introduced to Timmy. Billy meets Timmy.
Hey, Bill.
We began a program to clone you.
Cool.
Send in the clone!
He is exactly like you in every way.
You're always a play caller, trying to figure out what plays to run.
Breathtaking. I shall call him Mini-Me.
There it is. Billy meets Timmy.
I can't believe you found that. I can't believe you uncovered that. It does make a lot of sense.
We're going to hear from Timmy tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You think Tim
Kelly, that's right.
You think it's going to be Bill Walsh-like tomorrow from Tim Kelly?
Like, what do you mean?
You think he's going to just, like, raise your eyebrows and say, damn, that's that I feel better about this offense.
That would be a no.
I found out when you guys found out.
Yeah, that would be a no.
I think Tim Kelly might surprise
Huge
you
Huge game, man. Huge game for a
Football
lot
Friday's
of
gonna
people.
Be lit. Football Friday's
and you know
be lit.
I don't agree with show, but I get his point. But I thought that last point is the best evidence on my side, on your side. Jared Goff was like nothing under Jeff Fisher. And then where did he end up?
He ended up getting better
in the Super Bowl.
Ended up getting a little better, just a little bit.
Yeah,
still doing all right.
He is.
Thought he'd fallen off.
Have they lost?
A
Are
better.
They 0-2?
They're 2-0.
Oh, okay. Same coach?
Oh, I get it. You knew the answer to that question. I was wondering about you there for a second. Yeah. Hey, that John Lopez.
I'll surprise you once in a while.
Hey, surprise me for damn sure with that thing on your nose.
Dude, it feels like it's getting bigger.
Your son thinks it's staph infection.
It could be.
It's big. That ain't a zit.
Not anymore, it's not. I got a crater in my nose.
That's a scary zit. I held off saying something for 2 days. I gave him the 2-day grace period, but he looks like Rudolph the effing red-nosed reindeer.
It's getting its own zip code.
Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you're a loophole. For the OG John Lopez with the red shiny nose. For Figgy Fig being the best of the world at what he do. I'm Landry Locker. Keep it locked. Nick Martin going to be on with Clint and Show coming up next. No big black car. Don't like no Hollywood
movie star. Thank you, Peggy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.